Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. Buddhism, in a sense, is a very systematic way of teaching, and I cannot teach in sequence because there are members coming, and you know, and next week they're not coming, so I can't give a series of a talk, but I try to make it every talk a relevant things. But this is a series of talk from last week's talk about meditation and life. This is part two, which I'll be talking about unsatisfactoriness in life or suffering in life. In Pali, we call it dukkha. Dukkha in Pali terms, it's something like a pain, things that we can't bear, you know, mentally and physically. That's interpreted in the Western way as suffering or unsatisfactoriness. So to see this, that's why we are doing meditation. That's why I'm linking it to meditation. Without meditation, without penetrative, concentrated mind, it's very hard to realize. Very hard to realize. Not that we don't know. We know what suffering is. We know what pain is. But to realize deeply, it's different. And again, knowing and realizing is two different things. We may know how good something is. You know, for example, a jar of jam that's made in the Swan Valley, and say that marmalade is the best in Western Australia or in the world, people might say. And they would say, we put this, we put that in that marmalade. And after you hearing and after reading something about it, you know about that marmalade now. That is knowing, knowledge. But to realize it is, put a spoon in that jar and put it in your mouth. You may not be able to write fancy thing about it, but you know how it tastes. You may not be able to explain. And that is realization. So without the mind being trained, ability to concentrate deeply, then we may not realize it. We may know what suffering is all about. So this dukkha, spelled D-U-K-K-H-A, it's pronounced dukkha, actually. Pronounced, not dukkha, dukkha, it's how it's pronounced. That's suffering. And we need to challenge it, because Buddha said, whatever I say, don't accept it. Whatever I say, you investigate it. You use it. And if it's beneficial for you, beneficial for others, then you accept it. And if you follow it without investigating, then, you know, you are not my disciple, he said. So we need to challenge it. He said, you know, one of the characteristics of, you know, life is suffering. There are three characteristics there. One is the, you know, changing nature of things, you know. Like we have meditated, you know, the, you know, shoulders, chest and abdomen rising and falling. And then the, you know, impermanent, you know, changing nature of things. You know, what we were so angry about a year ago, we can't even remember now what we were angry about. So this arising and falling nature of things that I've taught last week, you can go on the net and have a look. But this week is the another characteristic is the suffering nature of life. And the third one is the, you know, impersonal nature of things, our minds, our body. So to understand these things, to realize these things, we need to have that mind that is, you know, strengthened, being able to concentrate deeply. So we can ask or investigate, you know, what is suffering, isn't it? Suffering means like, you know, of course, in simplistic terms, you know, the feeling that we have when we don't get what we want. That is suffering, isn't it? That is suffering. To be away from the, separated from the loved ones, that is suffering. So we go from the basic, you know, existence itself is unsatisfactory. It's suffering, isn't it? When human beings start evolve on this earth, on this planet, we would group together in a family, big family, or like a little group of people, that we would wander around, you know, the plains, and then we find a place that has got water, a river flowing by, and the fruit trees are there, the animals are there that we can hunt, the birds are there that we can, you know, also use for food, and it's a nice place. So we settle there, and we have our makeshift little this and that, you know, to shelter from the sun and the rain, or some caves or whatever it is. And then another group also wandering, 10, 15, 20, 30 people, and they also arrive at the place where we are settled now, and they also liked it. Some of them, you know, like peacefully, in a friendly way, come and share with us and live happily, peacefully with us. But some of them, they want everything, isn't it? So they pick up sticks and stones and start fighting with us. And then what will we do? You know, if we are too weak, we would run away, isn't it? But if we are also quite a big group, then we might pick up stones and sticks and then fight back, isn't it? Why do we do that, isn't it? To have this existence as human beings, requirement of a human being, a group of human beings, to have food to eat, to have shelter, to have water to drink. And this is the requirements of this existence. For that, we have to fight. We have to shed blood. We have to have anger. All these emotional things, all this physical pain and suffering, coming from this existence as a human being, isn't it? And if we translate it into a modern day term, we have to study very hard, or we have to have a trade that we have to work very hard, and then we have to go out and work. And before we go out and work, you know, little kids, you know, nowadays, very competitive, the way they're studying, you know, look at them, so much suffering involved, you know. And you can see it's a motivations or aspirations or whatever. But in reality, you have to go through this pain and suffering to get to something that we want, this desire, this craving, isn't it? And then you go to universities and you go to work, or you go to trade and whatever profession you're in, or, you know, any work that you're working, you have to deal with many people, isn't it? You know, for shift work people, nurses, doctors, policemen, firemen, ambulance officers, custom officers, you know, at the airport, unusual hours they have to get up and go to work, isn't it? These are the requirements that the body needs to eat, to have clothes on, to have shelters, to have cars to drive, to have mobile phones. We have to do it. These are the requirements of this existence, isn't it? We are not saying it is good or bad. We are just investigating, you know, why are we this tense? Why are we this, you know, mad, you know, like chasing after whatever we want, you know, in a frenzy mode? Why are we like that? Because we want that something, you know, position, you know, money, you know, things like that, influential things, power, isn't it? that's coming from this existence. We need it. We need it for our family, for our children. Up to a stage, isn't it, that, you know, we don't have time even for our families anymore. We have to go and work and then come home really tired, and then you have to unwind it at the pub or whatever. And then, you know, by the time you get home, it's late, and then some families don't even see each other.